Agenda item number 15, discussion and possible action on Dover Water Special Utility District. Bond amendment and the power board, you can go to the manager.
Members of the board, this is kind of a unique item. I don't know in my almost 20 years of being here that we've had one just quite like this. You can go to the next slide. This is Williamson County, for those of you that aren't as familiar with it. I-35, Georgetown, Lake Georgetown, Round Rock, Austin would be just down here to the bottom. And over the past, seven or eight years, Jonah Special Utility District, Jonah Water Special Utility District, which has this huge area, has come to the BRA and we've issued on their behalf three different bond issuances for projects for them to take the money, them to do the construction project, all with the goal of tying into East Williamson County Regional Water Plant owned by the BRA. They started the project. The first bond issuance tied into Circleville here, which was the primary project that allowed them to start taking water from that plant. And as you can see in your board packet in the engineering report, they just continued to build upon that. Well, we came to you, I guess it was about a year ago, for the final bond issuances, which was about $5 million. And since then, Jonah has started continuing to, they've kept building this pipeline out almost to the 1660 sign. Well, Jonah approached us about 3 weeks ago and said, hey, we've got a developer that's moved in this area here, and they're building about 1,000 homes, and we want to amend the engineering report that we presented to the BRA, which basically, at their request, allows them to kind of take a break from the project that they're doing and start building pipeline to tie in another development. What it means to the Brazos River Authority is it means that they'll be able to take more water faster, sooner, out of our treatment facility. That's kind of the benefit to the BRA. What it means to Jonah is that they can use some of that bond money to do an additional project. Now, the question that we asked them, okay, is what are you going to do with the two parts of the project that we initially funded? And they've affirmed to me that they're going to use money out of their general fund to cash fund them. And this was the direction that their board wanted to go. So what it means to the Brazos River Authority is if we want to do this, that we have to amend the engineering report that was presented to the folks that bought the bonds. And to talk a little bit more about that, I have Chuck Cove this year with McCall and Parkhurst. You guys have seen and heard from Chuck on bond issuances in the past. So Chuck, why don't you come up and explain to the board what this means, the significance of it, how we do it.
Thanks. That's actually a very good description of the situation. And quite frankly, the way that the financings were set up, the three bond issues that have already been issued, was based on a 2007 contract between the BRA and Jonah. And the contract describes the project that is to be financed under the agreement, the contract, as being the project described in an engineering report as amended or supplemented. The idea for doing that was to, you've got the four corners of the contract, which it, you know, basically that has not changed at all and won't change. It causes the authority to issue the bonds and apply the bond proceeds to build the project and sell it back to Jonah in installment payments, and Jonah agrees to make all the payments for the bonds, et cetera. That doesn't change, but the contract was designed to allow for the modification of the description of the project to be funded. And frankly, it was designed to meet exactly this kind of contingency that that Jonah has brought forward for your consideration. And as was explained, The only thing that really needs to be done, and I've talked to my tax partner, tax law partner, and other partners of my firm, and this is actually a kind of process you went into last year when you did the 2012 bond issue for the expansion. I can't remember what the phases they were talking about. They've got a bunch of phases, but Anyway, you had to amend the contract last year to expand the description in the engineering report, which is an attachment to the contract. That expanded or modified engineering report in total describes the project to which the proceeds of the bonds can be applied. All they're asking for, you to look at today, is to again modify that project as described in the engineering report as modified to allow for this this project down here for this new developer that they've got. And as was explained, that it's quite likely that the total amount of bond proceeds that you guys have issued will not be sufficient to pay for all of it. And by that I mean the original 2012 modified project, as well as the addition of the modification with respect to this new developer. Now, the authority's responsibility is only to the extent that bonds have been issued. So that money will go so far, and then it stops. And has been portrayed, the district is pretty confident that they've got the money to finish the project for their own purposes. And again, that's pretty much it. You've amended the engineering report before. You're amending it again. It just doesn't happen to involve the issuance of new bonds in this particular transaction.
We don't jeopardize the current bond structure, anything?
Not at all. In fact, nothing changes. In fact, that was one of the reasons why the contract was structured the way it was, to allow for changes in the description of how the money was to be applied. But in terms of the actual bonds and how they get repaid and the obligations of the authority versus the obligations of the district and what have you, none of that has been affected at all by any of these changes.
And the bondholders don't have to vote at all?
Bondholders don't care. they want to know they're going to get paid. And like I said, that structure is in place and hasn't been modified and won't be modified. And in terms of the project, it's all water project. And so if you went back and looked at the actual description of the purpose clause for the bond issue, it's simply to construct the project. And again, the project is as described in the engineering report, and that's what we're talking about.
So the bondholders will get their money monthly until the BRA bond is fully funded. But then Jonah's going to have to step up and fill in and pay for the rest of the pipeline?
Yes. I say that. There is a possibility, I assume they haven't talked to you, but Jonah could come to the BRA board again and say, hey, would you guys issue a fourth bond issue to fund whatever's left, and maybe some new stuff. Who knows? They're still expanding. So, I mean, they could ask you for another bond issue, which you may or may not want to do, but you have the authority to do that under the current agreement.
Just for your information, before we issued this last round of bonds, their board was waffling back and forth on whether to ask the BRA for the $5 million in bonds or to cash fund that out of their reserves. So they've done a good job of taking care of themselves. And that's their plan going forward with the rest.
They're probably in a predicament like a lot of people are, where they've got cash and they can't invest it anyway.
He's not going to make money invested, that's for sure.
This is not about the bond, but you say that they're down to that certain point in developing the pipeline?
Yes, ma'am.
So they want to draw water into a new area. I don't quite understand if they're going to draw water, don't they have to finish the pipeline to?
That's a good question. And what they've done, and I apologize for you can't see the roads on this map, but this is about the take point that they are today, 1660. And the projects that they're working on that we issued bonds for do two things. One comes directly south to 79, and then the other goes back toward the city of Georgetown. So these two areas, and this new developer is down in this area.
Okay, so
it's
the same.
Yes, ma'am.
Line.
Yeah, just headed in a different direction.
But as far as the supply that we were able to that we create from East Williamson County, that's not going to put us in any kind of shortage situation.
No, sure not. Matter of fact, we're expanded and we're ready for that. That's what we need. Any more questions for Chuck or myself?
What's the anticipated volume of development in that area?
I don't know how to answer that question other than to tell you that this is Highway 130. This is the new Chandler Highway that connects Round Rock to just north of Taylor, and all those properties, there's no more for sale signs. This is all high dollar development that's going in, and land that's been on everybody's vision since the economy kind of fell down. So to answer your question, all of this will be developed out.
Now they're staying on the property
then? Yes, ma'am. Yeah, it's my understanding that the developer's already building homes. But I have not been out to verify that. No more questions? Entertain the resolution. Next slide, please. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager CEO to execute an amendment to the engineering report as described in Exhibit A attached hereto, which shall upon execution become a part of the Jonah Water Special Utility District Water Systems Facilities Installment Sale Contract for all intents and purposes.
You've heard the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt? So moved. Second. Please call the board.
Presiding Officer Scott.
Yes.
Director Killebrew.
Yes.
Director Adams.
Yes.
Director Ball.
Yes.
Director Barr.
Yes.
Director Bell.
Yes.
Director Belch.
Yes.
Director Bennis.
Yes.
Director Borland.
Yes.
Director Brashears.
Yes.
Director Christensen.
Yes.
Director Christian.
Yes.
Director Creel.
Yes.
Director Johnson.
Yes.
Director Masterson.
Yes.
Director Munson.
Yes.
Director Rankin.
Yes.
Director Tallis.
Yes.
Director Zachanian.
Yes.